William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Hunt, a Decker Lazarus novel by Faye Kellerman. Performed by Mitch Greenberg. To Jonathan, who has continually supported me in every aspect of my life, I love you and I thank you. To my children and grandchildren, I love you so much. To all the people in the publishing industry who have helped me throughout the years, including the Karpfinger Agency and my longtime publisher William Morrow, and the crew over there. A special thanks to Carrie Ferran, my editor supreme, my occasional therapist, and my wonderful friend. And finally, to all my fans who have supported my books and me, I dedicate the final Peter Decker and Rita Lazarus novel to you. I could not have done this without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Prologue. It took about 50 phone calls, but the family finally decided on a place to eat dinner before Decker and Rena took off for Israel from Kennedy. Decker looked around the table at their truly blended family. Rena's two grown sons, Jacob and Sammy, his adult daughter, Cindy, their baby daughter, Hannah, who now had a baby of her own, and their foster son, Gabe. There were also three spouses, two fiancés, and five grandchildren. He and Rena had done well. Even if he died tomorrow, Decker would go out a winner. As usual, the conversation turned lively, then loud. Adults shouting, children interrupting, along with the usual spillages and meltdowns. Right before the entrees arrived, the server came over with two big bottles of rosé champagne and flutes. "Who ordered this?" Rena asked. "Not that I'm complaining." "Group effort." Jacob stood up and gently tinkled the glass with a fork. "Now that we're all here, I propose a toast to the happy couple. May they find peace and solitude on this trip to the Holy Land, and may their construction plans go easily. L'chaim!" "L'chaim!" everyone echoed. "One more thing." Jacob held out two envelopes to his stepfather. "For you two. A small gift for all your long sufferings with the clan."
"This better not be money,"
Rena said.
"It's not money," Cindy smiled. "Open it."
Decker complied and pulled out two business class tickets to Israel, then showed them to Rena. Rena said,
"What did you guys do?"
"Go in peace and go in style," Sammy said.
"This must have cost a fortune."
"Not so bad, between all of us. We just upgraded your original tickets."
"Unfortunately, we couldn't get seats together for the outbound at this late date," Hannah said. "But you're together for the return flight."
"Wow, thank you, children. It makes the trip even more exciting."
Decker held up his champagne flute. "A toast to all of you." Just then, Gabe's phone rang. He looked at the screen. The number was blocked. No doubt it was his father. Chris often used burner phones, although he had a regular phone with both burner and hush features. But that was just Chris. Nothing with him was ever consistent.
"L'chaim," Gabe said. "I've got to take this."
He stood up and walked out of the restaurant. The street noise wasn't much quieter, but at least his ears weren't ringing from little kids screaming.
"Hey!"
Breathing on the other end. Gabe almost hung up, except it wasn't perverted breathing, it was labored.
"Hello? You've gotta get me."
A woman, struggling to talk. Confusion, and then the light bulb. Gabe's heart started racing.
"Mom?"
No response.
"Are you okay?"
"No."
"Are you—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?